Foremost, I want to stress that our public health system is working. We have effectively identified our first positive case as a Tulsa County resident, a male in his 50s who recently traveled to Italy. He is in quarantine, and any suspected cases are being closely monitored. So first off, I wanted to say that our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family, and we wish him a speedy recovery. At this time, there is no evidence of community spread, and the risk to the general public remains low. I would also like to announce the state now is able to perform tests right here in Oklahoma, and we will continue to work with the CDC and federal experts as the situation progresses. Oklahoma has a statewide plan in place, and we have a strong network of partners on the state and local levels who remain committed to ensuring the health and safety of our people. I'm calling on my fellow Oklahomans to do their part to prevent this spread, to seek the most current information from the CDC and our state health department. Strong community partnerships between local health departments, healthcare sector, faith-based organizations, schools, businesses, and other community partners are vital for our continued response. Although we have a case, we are effectively mitigating the situation and relying on our public health officials to do what they do best. They are working diligently to take control of the situation and prevent further spreading. While we remain vigilant and prepared, and that's the thing, I want everybody to know that we are prepared. Today, to put this in perspective, in the United States, there's been 14 deaths from COVID-19. That's nationwide. While at the same time, there's been 18,000 deaths from the seasonal flu. Here in Oklahoma, we have one confirmed case of COVID-19 and zero deaths. And in Oklahoma alone, we've had 53 deaths from this seasonal flu. I would now like to introduce Commissioner of Health Gary Cox to also provide some additional details. Commissioner Cox.
Thank you, Governor. The investigation to date includes the one confirmed case that the governor spoke of. We've had five negative cases, and we currently have four persons under investigation that has testing pending. So our staff continues to aggressively manage the situation, and of course our primary purpose and mission is to protect the public health and safety of Oklahomans. So we're working with our partners across the state, and with the Tulsa Health Department and others, to make sure that we are monitoring travelers and the situation as it might evolve. It's important for us to remember that we've done this before. We've been through, the public health system has been through SARS, H1N1, MERS, West Nile virus. So we've learned many lessons that we can bring to bear to deal with the situation that we currently are in. The state's been actively testing through CDC prior to today, but as of this morning, we've opened up our testing capabilities at the Oklahoma State Department of Health Laboratory, and we are now receiving testing, specimens for testing as the need arises. Spring break is approaching quickly, and if you're planning to travel, we just encourage potential travelers to be aware of the international travel destinations. The State Health Department has established a call center dedicated to addressing questions from the general public on COVID-19. The call center's hours are 9 to 7 today, and tomorrow from 9 to 3. The Tulsa Health Department has also established a call center for the rest of the day tonight, I believe until 7. Please visit the Oklahoma State Department of Health website at coronavirus.health.ok.gov for details about the call center. We strive to empower Oklahomans with information, education, and resources to make decisions for yourself and your family, and to find accurate information on COVID-19 that's updated daily. Please visit the Oklahoma State Department of Health website at coronavirus.health.ok.gov. Now we'd like to introduce Bruce Dart, who's the Executive Director of the Tulsa Health Department. Bruce.
Thank you, Commissioner. Today, we received notification from Oklahoma State Department of Health that a laboratory specimen for a person under investigation tested positive for COVID-19. The testing was conducted at the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta. The individual is a male in his 50s who recently traveled to Italy. Italy, as you know, is a level 3 travel health notice country and currently has widespread sustained transmission of COVID-19. The individual returned to Tulsa via the Tulsa International Airport on February 23rd. He was not, I want to stress this, he was not symptomatic during the time he was traveling. He became symptomatic on February 29th. He contacted his healthcare provider, at which time the Oklahoma State Department of Health was notified, who provided information to the local jurisdiction. Given the travel history and symptoms, public health officials worked to ensure sample collection was sent to the CDC for testing. Our focus remains on control and stopping spread, following standard epidemiological protocols for disease transmission. The individual is stable and remains isolated at home. His family is isolating at home as well. The family has been tremendous during an understandably frightening time, and they should be commended for their cooperation and assistance during our investigation. We have established a phone bank that Commissioner Cox mentioned here at Tulsa Health Department to answer calls from the community. Anyone with questions about COVID-19 and the risk for exposure can contact the Tulsa Health Department at 918-595-9355. Operators will be available tonight until 7 p.m. This is a community response, and we need the community to be our partner. Do not go to the emergency room or your healthcare provider if you think you have symptoms or have been exposed. Call your healthcare provider or the Tulsa Health Department first for recommendations on what steps you should take. The CDC does not recommend people who are well to wear face masks. Face masks should be used by people who show symptoms of respiratory disease to help prevent the spread to others. The use of face masks is also crucial for healthcare workers and people who are taking care of someone in close settings at home or in a healthcare facility. And again, I want to be clear, there's no evidence of community spread and the risk to the general public remains low. We do have an expansive network of partners prepared to respond, and our city and county leaders remain committed to ensuring the health and safety of all of our residents. COVID-19 is a respiratory disease caused by a novel coronavirus that was first detected in Wuhan, China. While information so far suggests that most COVID-19 illnesses are mild, older people and those who have certain underlying health conditions like heart disease, lung disease, and diabetes are at far greater risk of serious illness. The virus is thought to spread mainly from person to person between people who are in close contact with one another through respiratory droplets produced when an infected person coughs or sneezes. Symptoms of COVID-19 may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure, and they include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. If you have symptoms like cough, fever, or other respiratory problems, and you have recently traveled or have been in contact with someone with a confirmed case of COVID-19, call your healthcare provider or the Tulsa Health Department. At this time, I would now like to introduce the City of Tulsa Mayor, T.T. Bynum.
Thank you, Dr. Dart. At the City of Tulsa, we have long-standing continuity plans in place. Our work does not stop, and our first responders are prepared for this situation. Air travel at Tulsa International Airport will not be impacted by this. We continue to monitor this situation. I want to say I'm very grateful for the close collaboration that we've received from Governor Stitt's team, from the Oklahoma Department of Health, from the Tulsa Health Department. Our information sharing network here is very strong. There's no evidence of community spread at this time. And the most important thing for all of us as Tulsans to do is to focus on what we can control. And that is preventing infection, not just for this, but for any other number of respiratory viruses. We all should avoid contact with sick individuals. We should wash our hands frequently. If we are sick, we should stay home. Don't try to tough it out and go to work and make everyone else sick. Stay home. We know that COVID-19 is here, And we'll continue to monitor this situation with our partners in place. And as the governor said, our thoughts are with our fellow Tulsan as he recovers from this virus. We'd now like to open it up for any questions that you might have. Thank you. Governor, do you want to field?
Mayor Wyman,
oh, sure.
Any, is there any, have you guys cleaned the airport? Has there been any kind of response at the airport after that individual traveled through on February 3rd?
No, I think that's something that our airport staff have been preparing for. They do a regular cleaning because of any number of other viruses anyway. That's something airports all around the country deal with. But, you know, as was mentioned, we just learned about this a few hours ago. But as far as overall air traffic, this won't impact it.
I know you all said that his symptoms weren't immediately apparent. Is anyone else that he came in contact with going to be tested as well?
We are currently monitoring the family. If need arises, they will all be tested. So,
can we talk about the timeline a little bit? Like, when did this person return? How long has it been in our community?
So, as I said earlier, the person returned on February 23rd, started showing symptoms on February 29th. And at that juncture, when they called their healthcare provider and the healthcare provider notified the state health department, they have been isolating ever since.
Are the four people that you mentioned are being investigated, are those the family members?
Family members, yes. Which in any case of infectious disease, we always monitor family members, so we're just following normal protocol.
Now that we're doing our own testing, how many can we do in a day and what will the turnaround time be?
We have a great answer for that.
Well, we have the capacity to do 100 tests per day on one shift, and should the need arise, we can do three shifts, so we can do around 300 per day. Also, there are two private laboratories that are going to be up and running. One of them will be up and running this weekend, and one will come online Monday. And so also there will be a capacity to do some testing at the two private laboratories, and they will be forwarding the results to the state health department so that we can track them.
What will the turnaround time be like for these tests?
We hope to have them, for example, if we sent a test over tonight, we would hope to have that back, results back before midnight.
So can you talk a little bit about how having those kits here is a big help as opposed to, you know, sending them off to Atlanta and waiting?
Having the kits here is going to really reduce the turnaround time. Atlanta, of course, just shipping the distance, and then they perhaps may have a number of tests from across the country that they have to process. But now that we have the testing capacity here, we should be able to do it in just a matter of 6 or 8 hours, and so we can get initial results back. If it's a negative test, that's the end of it. If it's a positive test, then we want to make sure that it is correct, and so that all the positive tests will still be forwarded to Atlanta for confirmatory testing. And so that's pretty well the way to go.
The 6 days that this individual, between the time they arrived at Tulsa Airport and the time that they reported the symptoms, is there any kind of account of where that individual was? And is there any need to alert businesses or people who were in the same locations as that individual for those 6 days?
Bruce, you probably have a detail on that.
So we are tracking that as we speak to learn that information. The individual does have a job where they work at home, so which was good news for us. So at this juncture, we haven't found anything to be concerned about, but once again, the investigation is ongoing.
Mayor Bino, we heard just minutes ago that they're canceling South by Southwest in Austin this year. Does Tulsa have any big events coming up where there's, you know, talk about possibly canceling or postponing in you know, the wake of this diagnosis?
Well, I think, you know, one, I've said all along that we knew that it was a matter of when, not if, COVID-19 would get here. And I think now that we know that it is, that there is a person in our community that has the virus, we'll take it day by day and assess that. Right now, as has been mentioned, we have one person who was traveling internationally who has it. But other than that, there are no indications of contamination within our community. And so, you know, if we get to a point where we do see those types of situations, then we would want to evaluate large events. But for right now, the most important thing is if people are going to be at large events, again, I'm practicing it today. don't shake hands. You know, the elbow bump is a good thing to do. If you are sick, don't go to large events like that. Whether you feel like you have the symptoms of this or anything else, the best thing someone can do if they're feeling ill from a respiratory illness is to stay home and not spread it to other Tulsans.
What's your message to the public with them hearing this? I know you guys said you don't fear community spread right now, but people hear this and they hit panic.
Anytime that we deal with a situation where there's concern for health, and there should be, whether it's this or the flood that we had last year, what I always encourage my fellow Tulsans to do is to focus on the things that you can control. And in this case, what we can control is whether or not we help spread infection. And in this case, we know from public health professionals things that all of us have the power to do. Frequent hand washing, covering your mouth if you're going to cough or sneeze. If you're sick, stay home. These are all things that any of us have the power to do. But again, I would just caution people. Right now, we're talking about one person who is traveling internationally who has this, but there are no signs at this point of contamination.
Is this a resident of the city of Tulsa, or Tulsa County?
Dr. Dark can probably answer that better.
Yes, and I really want to emphasize the mayor made great, great points. And, you know, we're telling people to keep calm, keep informed, and keep aware. And stay tuned, because this is a rapidly evolving situation that will change, and the more that they stay aware, we're going to be constantly pushing messages with our partners to the community, so that the information will always be there. So stay tuned, stay calm, stay aware.
Do we know where this patient is quarantined? Is he at a hospital? Is he at home?
They are at home.
I wanted to clarify, was he traveling alone, or was his family with him?
And it's hard to give out too much information, because we do have some HIPAA guidelines that we want to be aware of, but let's just say that's why we're monitoring family, investigating family, and getting ready to test the family. So,
were there kids in the home, or could they have left and spread it to school or anything like that?
We have no child in school at this time.
This flight that the man was on, have others been contacted that were on that same flight?
Not yet, because the individual was not symptomatic during that time, but during the course of contact tracing, we'll make those decisions as we go along.
Do they know enough about this COVID-19 now to know when it is contagious? Is it early on? Is it later? Or do we even know it?
We're still, and those are things we're still learning. As we say, this is so rapidly evolving. It's changing, and presentation from person to person, really there's been a slight variation. They're thinking that at the most a person could be contagious 1 to 2 days before, but frankly, it really varies with the individual and their presentation.
So the CDC kind of had its own parameters on who should be tested for COVID-19. Now that the state can independently test for the virus, is the state expanding on who's being tested?
The guidance has changed, and so basically now it's anyone who the physician and the patient decides would be a good candidate for testing, then that's available.
Could you go to that process again? Don't go to the emergency room, and what you should do, do you think you...
And that's really where we're asking the community to be our partner and to make good decisions. We can't have our physicians and our emergency rooms and urgent cares flood with people who have a cough. So call your physician. Your physicians are trained in infection control protocols. They handle flu every year. They know how to handle respiratory disease. Call your physician or call the Tulsa Health Department. We will go through a short questionnaire of screening questions to determine if you've potentially been at risk for exposure.